This is the Farm Station. We're all ag all day. And joined today by Dr. Mike Siemens, who's Executive Director for Protect the Harvest. We're at CattleCon 24 in Orlando. Mike, we're both a little ways away from home. Kansas, right?
Yeah, Wichita, Kansas. I say Tawanda, not everybody knows where Tawanda's at, so I say Wichita because usually everybody understands where Wichita's at.
And really, when we talk about Protect the Harvest, it doesn't matter where we live. It's really fighting for all of ag nationwide. Is that a simple way to put it?
Yeah, I think, you know, Protect the Harvest got started in 2011 by our benefactor, Mr. Forrest Lucas, and even though it seems like a long time compared to a lot of organizations like National Cattlemen's, we're relatively young, but he started it back in 2011 with his basically mission to protect farmers and ranchers' rights. Our tagline is a free and fed America. We work very heavily to make sure that people have the right to hunt and fish if they're wildlife enthusiasts, if they're rodeo enthusiasts, Western lifestyle, but making sure the farmer and rancher has the ability to raise animals in a way that's productive and efficient for them in a good management way, and try to keep at bay the activist groups and the bureaucratic regulations and the other, you know, forces of regulations coming against our producers to make life harder and harder for them. And I've been doing this since about 1998, and I will say that it's not getting any easier, and the forces are coming a little bit stronger these days. And whether it's through again, government regulations, or they keep attacking the cattle industry, and or just through the animal activist groups and environmental groups, it's a constant battle that we're always pushing back against.
Well, and as you're describing that, I'm thinking of groups like National Cattlemen's Beef represents the cattle industry. We have groups that work with the sheep industry or the row crop. But you're really bringing everybody together, including those that may not normally get involved with ag-related issues, right?
Yeah, and again, in my background, and I've worked with different companies and different organizations throughout the years, so I've had the privilege of working with many of the commodity groups, beef, pork, lamb, sheep, turkey, eggs, chicken, etc. And our group really tries to kind of herd the cats a little bit, because everybody has their own commodity groups they work with, which is important to them. We try to make sure we reach across the aisle and reach across the various aisles so everybody understands, because if one industry gets attacked, it's just a matter of time for all industries get attacked. And it's all different lifestyles, all different areas of, you know, what people want to do for a free and fed America is what we're trying to protect. And, you know, today here with the Cattlemen's, and I've worked with the Cattlemen's quite a bit, been on their BQA advisory board in the past, and I just want to make sure that everybody understands the information. We try to share that information across commodity groups so everybody understands what's going on, and we can try to help coalesce and pull people together to make sure we can be their strength in numbers. And if you're, you know, if you divide and conquer, that's what the activist groups love to do. And if we try to coalesce our groups together to make sure we're speaking with one voice, kind of pulling in the same direction, we'd be much more effective in terms of pushing back and making sure the right decisions are made by either legislation or, you know, pushing back against activist groups in different areas of the country. So that's what we try to do, and do that in a very strong way.
So whether we're talking maybe Prop 12 California or some work that's being done right now in the Denver area, this could affect ag really nationwide, right?
Yeah, so, you know, Prop 12 was a little disappointing. The Supreme Court came back and gave us a little bit of a less than desirable read on that. We're still working on trying to make sure that can be adjusted a little bit wherever we can. The one we're focusing on right now that came to light here a few weeks ago, even a couple months ago, was the Denver slaughterhouse ban. It's basically a PETA initiative that's been driven out there where they're trying to eliminate all slaughterhouses in the Denver area, the Denver city area. Right now, that basically is, you know, one major lamb slaughter out there, the biggest in the country. I know the demographics have changed in that part of the world, in that particular city, and I think they think that they have a good chance of being successful in doing that. It's our job to get information out there, get the right type of information, pull the right coalition together to push back, get the information out there to the people so they understand what they're up against, because once it's done in Denver, they're never a stop at Denver. It'll grow on to the state and keep going after that as they're successful. And there's some very large beef packing plants out there in that part of the world also, and that's kind of the agenda. They're very slow. They're very methodical in terms of how they try to make these moves. But if they're successful, the erosion happens very fast, and it can be detrimental to the livelihood and the lifestyle and what we're trying to do from an industry.
All right. So you mentioned the start of the organization back in 2011 with Mr. Lucas. But what about membership today? How does that work?
So protecttheharvest.com, go to the website there. This basically went through a whole brand new rebranding issue. The website, there's press releases out here at NCBA right now at the convention announcing that rebranding. So you can go on the Protect the Harvest website, protecttheharvest.com. There's donation tags there. But also, more so than that, there's all the information you can see of what we're involved with today, what our mission statement is, what our goals are, kind of the morals we go with and what we try to accomplish. And, you know, any support we can get is very much appreciated. But again, go there and just see what we're up about, you know, what we're about, what we're involved with, so you get a better idea what Protect the Harvest does for, you know, the members out there and the producers and the ranchers to try to make their life and, you know, basically try to maintain that free and fed America. It's what we're all about.
And again, the website address?
ProtectTheHarvest.com. One word, ProtectTheHarvest.com.
Dr. Mike Siemens, Executive Director with Protect the Harvest. From CattleCon 24 in Orlando, I'm Tony St. James on the Farm Station, All Ag, All Day.